The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that others may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. But when you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on street corners, to win praise from others. And I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, he will repay you. And when you pray, do not be like hypocrites who love to stand and pray in synagogues and on the street, so that others may see them. I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites do. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. I say to you, they have already received their reward. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden, he will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. One or two words about Lent and the beginning of Lent today. We have a traditional understanding of Lent, that Lent is a ponderous time when we are burdened with sacrifices and things we have to give up. And so we have Fat Tuesday or Shrove Tuesday, and we have Mardi Gras just to blow everything out before we enter into this penitential deprivation of 40 days. We must get away from that. Lent is not a time to heavily burden ourselves. Lent is a time to celebrate. It's meant to be a time of transformation. It's not a time of achievement. It's not a time to celebrate my conquering of something and being rewarded for it or being recognized for some great sacrifice. It's not an obstacle course where there are various things that I want to achieve and I want to overcome. That's to misunderstand Lent. Lent is a time of transformation. And therefore, to live out Lent, there are various ways in which we can go through a journey to become more Christ-like. We could take each day and say, "I will do something special today in the name of Jesus Christ." Could be a kindness, whatever. I could take a week and say, "This will be my week of gratitude. Therefore, I will journey through my days conscious of God's goodness to me and grateful for all the kindness of people in my life." Now, that would change my life. I could take a week of forgiveness. All those little things that I'm holding inside of me, my grudges, things that I'm resentful about or people that get on my nerves, I could decide that this week will be a week of forgiveness where I will reach out to people. Maybe I should ask for forgiveness or extend forgiveness. That would change my life. That would be transformational. I could take a week of being cheerful. Wow, cheerful during Lent. That's allowed. You're allowed to be cheerful during Lent. I could take a week to be cheerful and to lift up people's spirits, look for opportunities to bless people, to compliment people, to share the blessings that God has given to me. That would be transformational. There are various things that I can engage in my life that would actually change my life. Now, it's always good to make sacrifices and give up chocolate and stop drinking. All these are very good. But sometimes they don't transform us. They don't change. Sometimes they can even make us worse because we get the impression that it's an achievement and I deserve to have some recognition for the sacrifices I'm making. And sometimes when I make these sacrifices, I'm miserable to live with. Oh, I get more impatient, I get more out of it, but I'm making the sacrifice. So think about how to enter into the season of Lent as a time to transform something, to change something in my life, to somehow reach out for an opportunity to be more Christ-like, more sensitive, more grateful. So take each day and look for, perhaps make a resolution each day. Today, I'm going to be cheerful today. And I'm going to meet all sorts of people who are whining and mourning and just down and out. And I'm going to lift their spirits. I'm going to take a week of listening. Wow. Now that would change me if I said, I'm going to listen very carefully, sensitively, openly. I'm going to take some time to avoid conflict, to allow the other person to win. Wow, that would change. To allow the other opinion with which I don't agree, I don't have to contradict, I don't have to conquer, I don't have to overcome, because Lent is a time to change. Think about that. Gratitude, freedom, blessing, gifting, generosity, forgiveness. Forgiveness could be a big one. That could be a big one during Lent, to say, I'm really going to strive, not just in word now, but I'm going to heal the wound I am carrying by the grace of God. I'm going to heal it through forgiveness, through understanding. I mean, these are the things that really change us. I mean, I want you to give up drinking and chocolate. I want you to do that. That's fine. But that may not change you. As a matter of fact, it might make you worse, because now you get the impression that you're just feeding your ego because you're conquering. I want you to do something that transforms the ego rather than feed the ego. So think about that. Lent is a cheerful time. Not dour, not down and out. Now, after Lent is over, I'll go back to all the things that I used to do and all the dysfunction of my life. I'll drink more, I'll eat more, I'll take more chocolate, whatever it is. No, that's not Lent. Lent is a time when the Spirit calls me to be more Christ-like. And when I fail to ask for forgiveness, and when I offend somebody, to go back and be reconciled, or when I overlook somebody, to go the extra mile. And that's what Jesus says in reading from Matthew here. in the Sermon on the Mount. Read the Sermon on the Mount. Follow that, chapter 5 through 7 in Matthew. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Give the shirt off your back. Forgive not 7 times, but 70 times, 7 times. I mean, you just follow the Sermon on the Mount and you will be transformed by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit during the season of Lent. And above all, be cheerful. Amen.